"How strange that you should say that," I answered. "For long ago I had the idea that he was possessed of a devil."
"And the passion that held Strickland was a passion to create beauty. It gave him no peace, it urged him hither and thither. He was eternally a pilgrim, haunted by a divine nostalgia. And the demon within him was ruthless. There are men whose desire for truth is so great that to attain it they will shatter the very foundation of their world. Of such was Strickland. Only beauty with him took the place of truth. I could only feel for him profound compassion."
"That is strange also. A man whom he had deeply wronged told me that he felt a great pity for him." I was silent for a moment. "I wonder if there you found the explanation of a character which has always seemed to me inexplicable. How did you hit on it?" He turned to me with a smile.
"Did I not tell you that I too, in my way, was an artist? I realized in myself the same desire as animated him. But whereas his medium was paint, mine has been life."
Then Captain Brunner told me a story which I must repeat, since, if only by way of contrast, it adds something to my impression of Strickland. It has also, to my mind, a beauty of its own.